请我们一起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始安息日早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin the Sabbath morning service.
那唱是339。
Please sing hymn number 339. Let us kneel down to pray and ask God to guide this holy Sabbath morning service.
愿主的平安喜乐与我们大家同在。
May the peace and joy abide with all of us constantly.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down to pray.
奉主耶稣请达拉斯教会的唱诗班来献诗，然后再正道。
We will first invite the choir to present songs to praise God, and then we will have the sermon.
Me and that's all.
愿大家平安。
Peace be with you all。
啊，在这一次的灵恩会啊，用诗篇九十篇啊做主题，跟大家一起来学习。
I've elected to use Psalm 90 as the main topic of study for this spiritual convocation.
诗篇九十篇的第一节说，这是神人摩西的祷告。
Psalm 90 verse 1 begins by saying, this is the prayer of Moses, a man of God.
所谓神人就是神所用的人。
A man of God thereby means a person whom God uses.
他是神所认识的人。
One whom God knows personally.
他曾经跟神面对面说话。
One who has spoken to God face to face.
神曾经用他行出很大的能力。
And yes, God has used him and performed mighty works.
这样的人到底他向神祈求什么？
Now one such person, what wants would he have of God?
我们从十二节一直到十七节，可以看到摩西向神的七个祷告。
From 12 to 17, we find various prayers that Moses has requested of God.
十二节，摩西求神给他智慧。
In verse 12, Moses asked for wisdom.
因为信仰是一条旅程。
Because faith, after all, is a journey.
这里面有很多的困难。
There contains much trials.
这是对我们信仰的一个考验。
And this is a test to our faith.
所以把这个旅程走完才叫做成功。
And only when we have walked this treacherous path may we say that we've been successful.
所以我们常常发现啊，受洗的人不少，但是过了几年，一个一个走了。
Perhaps we find that many are baptized, yet throughout the years, some have perished.
但是我们发现，这个归纳起来不外乎几个有几个原因。
And we can see some of the major culprits.
因此，我们需要有智慧。
We need wisdom.
为着我们个人的救恩，在每一个困难的时候，能够用合神旨意的方法啊来面对我们的困难。
For the sake of our own salvation, we must utilize ways that are in accordance with God's will to overcome the difficulties that we face.
神每一天都与我们同在。
Yes, God abides with daily.
如果我们有智慧啊，来求神带领，我们就可以走得下去。
Only when we have the wisdom to ask for God's guidance, may we continue successfully down this path.
十三节，信仰是神跟人的一种关系。
Verse 13 tells us that faith actually is a relationship between man and God.
这是我们人最重要的一个关系。
It is the most important relation that a man has.
这是人的根本。
It is our foundation.
就是人跟神的关系。
And that is the relationship between us and God.
那这个关系破坏的最大力量就是罪。
And the relation is often destroyed by sin, its arch enemy.
因为神是公义的。
For God is righteous.
因此我们要在主的带领之下，怎么来面对这个罪的挑战。
Hence the question is, how can we face the challenge of sin with the guidance of God?
使神能够赦免我们的罪，重新跟神建立亲密的关系。
How do we win the remission of sins from God and to reestablish our relation with God?
这是人生最重要一件事情。
This is the most important task.
如果这个本抓住了，我们生活就充满神的恩典。
If we hold fast to this basis and foundation, then we will find that this life is full of meaning.
14节。
Verse 14.
信仰是一种享受。
Faith is an enjoyment.
就是要享受神的爱。
That is, we must be able to enjoy the love of God.
在生活中去体会神的爱。
To experience the tidbits of God's love in our lives.
使我们能够过得很喜乐的生活。
So that as we pass life on this earth, we may find it to be a joyful thing.
因此，如果我们有享受神，我们发现信仰生活是很有吸引力，很有力量的。
If we find that we have enjoyed God, then we find also that faith is attractive, it is powerful.
因为这是一种享受。
It is, well, enjoyable.
你知道在四年前我们教会开始这个成人的神训班。
Four years ago, we've started something called the National Adult Theological Seminar.
大概有一个礼拜。
And it is a week-long seminar.
刚刚开始第一次大概是20个、30个参加。
In the first year, we had about 20 or 30 participants.
但是到去年大概有100个全时间的参加者。
Last year, we find that there are more than 100 full-time participants.
大家离开束缚的家庭。
Everybody left their comfortable dwelling.
全部都住在教会。
But to live together in church.
而且这个教会的生活有很多的规则。
And to abide by the many stringent rules of church living.
但是 参加的人越来越多。
But we find that more and more people want to come.
哦，都是自己买飞机票来的。
They have purchased their own plane tickets.
为什么？
Why?
因为在这个一个礼拜里面，他们确实对神有感受。
Because in this confines of 1 week, they have experienced God.
每个人回去都很满足。
And as they return with a gladdened heart.
希望下一次要再来。
And in anticipation for coming back again next year.
如果我们觉得信仰很单调、很乏味，这是因为我们离开神太远。
If we feel callous to life and find it boring to believe in God, that means we have strayed away far from God.
当我们靠近了神，
But when we draw near to God,
神就是我们的满足。
God becomes our satisfaction.
神就是我们的喜乐。
God becomes our joy.
神就是我们的力量。
And God is our strength.
神就是我们的盼望。
God will be our hope.
我们就发现人有神是何等的好。
We discover how wonderful it is to have God in our lives.
我们看十五节。
And then in verse 15,
诗篇九十篇的十五节
Psalm 90 verse 15
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐
Herein says make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us and the years we have been evil
这一节圣经在说什么
What is this verse talking about?
信仰生活本身是一种操练
Faith, life in and of itself is a discipline、
哦神用很多的苦难在操练我们。
And it is through these afflictions that God trains us.
所以如果我们说啊，我信耶稣以后，我从此就不会失业，不会生病，一帆风顺，这跟圣经讲的是不一样的。
If a person so believes that after he believes in Christ, he will never lose his job, he will never suffer adversary, then that means that his faith is not steadfast.
啊，这个是神人的祷告。
Here we find the prayer of a man of God.
摩西没有求神。叫他不要受苦。
Moses did not ask God to avoid him of any pain.
因为他本身从40岁开始受苦了80年。
For as he was at the age of 40, he suffered for 80 years.
所以他知道信仰的生活受苦是难免的。
He knew that affliction comes natural in life.
但是有一件事情是绝对可以祈求的，就是求神让我们有喜乐。
But there is one thing that we're allowed to pray for, and that is to pray for joy and gladness.
所以信仰生活最可怕的不是受苦。
Now, which is most dreadful in faith is not afflictions.
信仰生活最可怕是受苦没有喜乐。
Now, which is most dreadful in faith is that we have no joy in affliction.
如果受苦有喜乐，受苦就不可怕。
Because if there is abundant joy in times of affliction, it is not a painful thing.
这就是摩西的祷告。
And this is the prayer of Moses.
那在十五节里面呢？
And then also in verse 15,
对摩西说求你使我们受苦的日子有时候我们受的苦是用天来算的
Here says the days of our affliction it can be counted
30天60天100天
30 days 90 100
那有时候我们受苦是用年来算的
But then there's also times we count the time of our affliction in years
一年两年三十年四十年
1, 2, 30, 40 years
摩西受苦四十年
Moses toiled for 40 years.
那我们就要想，神很爱我们。
But we also know that God loves us.
神有能力让我们不要受苦。
And that he had the power to deliver us from any affliction.
因为神无所不能。
For he is omnipotent.
所以他绝对可能让我们一生不要受苦。
Surely he can spare us of any pain.
那问题是，为什么神很爱我们，他有能力让我们不要受苦，但是他却让我们受苦。
But then the question is, if God is so able to spare us of any pain, why is it that he allows us to suffer pain?
所以这十五节是说，你使我们受苦。
Because here in verse 15 here, we find that God intends for us to suffer.
所以有的苦难是从很刻意的安排来的。
Yes, it is in God's plan that we suffer certain afflictions.
到底这是为着什么？
But for?
如果我们从圣经来看摩西本身的生活
If we look at life of Moses
啊，摩西从一岁到四十岁活在王宫里面
From age 1 through 40 he lived in the palace
到四十岁的时候他很有信心
At the age of 40 he was very confident of himself
在希伯来书里面讲
In the book of Hebrews it says
摩西四十岁啊
When Moses was 40
他的信心长大了
His faith was mature
怎么可以看到他信心长大
And how do we say that his faith is mature?
因为他向往那看不见的富足
Because he can see the invisible wealth
就是天上的
the intangible wealth in heaven.
他住在王宫，他看到天上的富足。
Even though he lived in palace, he could see the richness of heaven.
所以他从王宫出来。
And so he left the palace.
来做神要做他做的事情。
To do the things that God intends for him to do.
这是极大的牺牲。
This is a great sacrifice.
牺牲王宫的享受。
To abdicate all the riches and enjoyment in palace.
牺牲王孙的地位。
To give up the honor and nobility of being a prince.
牺牲王宫的财产。
To give up the wealth and riches of being a royal family.
你想想看，我们现在每个人的努力，不是努力要进到王宫里面吗？
Think about it. All the toil and striving that we all fight for is enough for wealth.
第一个，钱要多。
We want more money.
第二个，享受要多。
We want more enjoyment.
第三个，地位要高。
When we want high status in the society.
这是现在人生活的目标。
These are the goals and pursuits of people today.
但是摩西一天晚上学三个，把它舍弃。
But overnight, Moses gave up all of these.
这个叫做信心。
This is faith.
但是有信心是不是就表示这个人能够被神所用？
But is it because that Moses had faith, he is worthy of God?
我们发现他只服侍神一天。
We found that he only served God one day.
结果神就把他送到旷野去了。
And then God sent him off to the wilderness.
因为他在服侍神所用的方法不是神要他用的。
Because he utilized ways of service that wasn't according to God.
他用自己的血气把当时的埃及人打死。
He used his own fleshly desires and killed an Egyptian.
为着要拯救一个以色列百姓。
Yes, yes, in the name of saving an Israelite.
这个证明这个器皿本身还需要磨练。
So we find that Moses as a vessel still needed to be refined.
所以他就到旷野四十年。
So he was placed in the wilderness.A median.
这旷野牧羊很辛苦。
It is a difficult life being a shepherd.
这四十年呢，只有他一个人。
40 years, all by himself.
还有一群羊。
Well, of course, lots of sheep.
还有面对天上的神。
And God in heaven.
那这个四十年的磨练呢，真的摩西有改变了。
And this 40 years indeed had a great impact on Moses.
所以有时候我们常常发现神要用一个人之前，有时候神先要熬炼一个人。
And so we must recognize that before God will use a person, he will train him dearly.
因为人很难改变。
It is difficult to change a person.
有时候需要改变一个人的环境，有时候需要让一个人在受苦中，他的个性才会改变。
It is only when we change a person's circumstance, may we change a person's persona.
那我们才能够变成合神所用的人。
Eventually, we will be molded in a way that we are suitable for God's use.
我们先来看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter 5
第三节
verse 3，
这里说不但如此，在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为患难生忍耐。第四节
and verse 4，
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
verses 3 and 4 not only this but we also exalt ourselves in tribulations knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance and perseverance proven character and proven character hope.
这里说患难也是欢欢喜喜的。
Here we partake tribulation with joy.
为什么？
Why?
因为患难所带来的结果是好的。
Because the result of tribulation is good.
所以对一个有信仰的人来讲，患难是可以解释的。
For a person who has faith, all tribulations can be rationalized.
也就是说患难是有意义的。
In other words, all tribulation has purpose.
既然是有意义的，所以是有价值的。
And because it has purpose, it is valuable.
那对一个没有信仰的人来讲，
To a person without faith,
患难可能是不幸。
Tribulation is a misfortune.
可能是厄运。
It is just pure bad luck.
倒霉。
It is simply the worst day of his life.
或是人的错误。
Or perhaps other people's fault.
但是对有信仰的人，这是神允许它发生的。
But for a person with faith, we know God had permitted such affliction.
有时候是神安排它发生的。
God had arranged for such a toil and pain.
这里说患难生忍耐。
But here says afflictions bring about perseverance.
所以我们面对困难久了之后，你就知道神有神的时候，最重要你要忍耐到底，这个就事情就会过去的。
If we're faithful, we'll know that eventually the affliction will pass, and as it passes, we will grow in perseverance.
那第四节
，verse four，
忍耐生老练。
Perseverance brings about experience.
第四节
，and character.
Character 我们看读中文很难了解，那你如果看英文Character 再翻回来什么？个性。
So a proven character is the result.
哦，所以一个人啊，患难久了，个性会改变。
So as affliction lingers, we will build up honorable character.
我们常常发现啊，这个困难完了，哎，另外一个困难又来。
So sometimes we find, okay, this affliction is over, but yet another affliction is upon us.
那这个困难完了，另外一个困难又来。
And when one trouble has passed, another trouble comes.
怎么会这样？这患难不停呢？
How come this never stop?
因为神要改变我们的个性。
Because God wants to change us.
个性很难改变。
It's hard to change our personality.
我们常常发现，人跟人在一起工作，最困难是个性，没有办法试。
We find that as we work together with other people in church, oftentimes our personality clash.
因此人需要经历患难中去改变。
So often it takes some sort of affliction for us to change.
以色列百姓他们在建造圣殿。
When the Israelites were building the temple,
在建造的时候是没有声音的。
As they built it, they would not make a sound.
因为那个柱子都是在山上凿好的。
Because they have already made all, and they have molded all the stones on the hilltops already.
这个柱子要凿成适合圣殿所用的那个尺寸呢，在山上就要敲敲打打。
They have already cut the stone into exact measurements for the temple.
那都敲好了，来到圣殿就把它放在一起，没有声音的。
And as they brought it into the city, they only put it together without making a sound.
所以今天我们每一个人要配合在一起来建造神的。
So today, all of us must be molded together in building this God's temple.
有时候神需要用一些困难来改变我们。
And so God will utilize often afflictions to change us.
我们个性改变了，就发现人跟人就越来越能够很和睦的同心的做圣工。
And as our attitudes and personas change, then we find that we can work together with other people in harmony.
这是为什么我们会遇到患难。
And this is why we suffer afflictions.
那每一个人遇到的患难都不太一样。
Yes, we all face different problems.
有人的患难是婚姻。
Some have problems in marriage.
结婚了，太太在磨先生。
That often we find that after marriage, the wife is training the husband and molding him.
先生在磨太太。
Some, it is the husband that is molding the wife.
那有的生了孩子以后，孩子在磨父母。
And there are some that after they have children, it is the children that is disciplining the parents.
本来一个很有自信的父母，生了几个孩子，发现对自己没有信心。
Some parents used to be very confident of themselves, yet after having children, they lose all confidence.
本来是很有自傲的父母，忽然生了几个孩子，变得很谦卑了。
Some used to be very proud parents, but after having several children, they became humble.
那这样就开始就懂得依靠神了。
And then everybody knew to rely on God.
这个就是患难的好处。
And this is the benefit of afflictions.
那依靠神，我们看我们孩子在改变，我们就知道啊，真的是教小孩子要靠神。
And as we find children changing and growing, we discover that we needed God's help to bring them up.
那经过这个经历之后，以后我们再来看教会里面的青年，你会发现有一些青年好像要怎么去改变呢？你到最后只有一个结论：尽量教，但是你要神的怜悯。
And likewise in church, we find some youth as they grow up. It may be difficult to teach them. We may try our best, and later on we will discover that, after all, we need God's mercy for them to grow up.
所以我们就不会说啊，小孩子教就会乖了，不一定了。
It is not that we discipline the children, then they will become good.
那有的人的患难是事业。
Some people, their problem and affliction is in their career.
那事业不顺利。
They cannot hold on to a job.
还一直在那里磨练。
And that is what's training them constantly.
那这个摩西40年的磨练到最后，我们从他讲了一句话，看见他在进步了。
And Moses, after the 40 years of training, we find that he concluded his own life thus.
我们看出埃及记。
In Exodus.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章十一节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 11.
摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列百姓从埃及领出来呢？”
Verse 11. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt?"
四十年前，摩西可能觉得进法老见王公是我最适合，因为我从王公出来的。
40 years ago, Moses might have thought to himself, I am the most fitting person to appear before Pharaoh.
40年后摩西说我是谁。
But 40 years later, Moses questioned himself, who am I?
我怎么有可能去见法老把以色列百姓带出来呢?
How am I able to see Pharaoh? How am I able to lead?
在世界上我们强调自己的信心。
In this world, we teach self-confidence.
所以你到公司里面 interview, 你一定不能说啊这个事情我可能不会做。
During the interview, we're taught to say, yes, I can do it.
这样你才能够得到工作。
That's the only way you can get a job.
但是在圣工上面。
But in terms of sacred work.
我们知道圣工是神在做工啊。
We know that sacred work is done by God.
我们只是一个器皿啊。
We're but a vessel.
我们可以带慕道者来。
Yes, yes, we can bring true seekers.
但是他会不会信。
But whether another person will believe,
这不是我们能控制的。
It's beyond our control.
所以当我们承认我们没有能力。
And only when we confess that we are weak.
我们能够做得很有限。
That we are limited.
这样神才会跟我们同工。
Oh, it is the time that God begins to work.
为什么?
Why?
因为有一天工作做完，我们才会感谢神。
Because it is only then that when the work is done, we will thank God.
如果我们不知道有一些事情我们没有办法做。
If we fail to recognize that we're unable to do it on our own.
而事实上是神在做。
And that it was actually God doing everything.
当这个工作做完之后，我们常常会把这个功劳 credit 就归到我们身上。
And oftentimes we will give credit unto ourselves.
夺取神的荣耀。
And we will rob God of His glory.
所以这个40年的磨练让摩西了解自己。
So 40 years later, Moses understood himself.
那个时候神在说，我要与你同在。
And that's when God said, I shall be with you.
所以经历苦练之后，
Only after the affliction,
我们人越懂得靠神。
Do we begin to rely on God?
这是40年的受苦。
And this is the lesson of the 40 years.
从80岁到120岁。
From age 80 to 120,
摩西经历另外一个苦。
Moses was afflicted with another problem.
就是要把神的托付完成。
And that is to finish God's instructions.
这个超过100万的人。
More than 1 million people.
要把他带从埃及地进到迦南地。
And the impossible mission here is that you must bring these people from Egypt into the land of Canaan.
摩西形容说，这一群人像小孩子。
And Moses described these people as infants.
如果我们当过父母，
If we had been parents,
你就发现生一个孩子就不好带啊。
We know that it is difficult to have one child.
生两个孩子，
If we have two, it is not as hard.
那是差不多的。生三个，这个真的很大的困难。
But having three, it is most difficult.
但是摩西带领超过100万个。
Moses led more than 1 million people.
没有办法过红海要打摩西。
If they cannot cross the Red Sea, they wanted to stone Moses.
没有东西吃。
If they had nothing to eat,
向摩西埋怨。
They complained to Moses.
路很难走，向摩西埋怨。
If the road was treacherous, they complained and grumbled.
所以这条路真的是不好走。
This was a difficult path.
做圣工本身呢是受苦。
You know, to work for God is suffering.
没有受苦，你工作做不完啊。
Without suffering, you cannot finish the work.
如果教会的圣工表排一排这样就可以推展的话，那就太简单了。
If the holy work is simply put people's name on the assignment chart and everything's ready, then that's too easy.
但是我们在教会服事越久，你发现没有带头，你根本就圣工就推不动。
In church, we know that without leading by example, you cannot get anything done.
但是有的我们在事业上有我们的责任，回到家里有家庭的责任，回到教会又有教会的责任。
But we have responsibilities at the workplace, responsibilities at home, and now responsibilities in church as well.
所以这个很辛苦。
It is hard life.
真的在教会要认真做工，实在是很辛苦。
It's hard for us to concentrate in church.
但是如果我们翻开圣经，
But if we turn open the Bible,
有哪一个人忠心服侍神是没有受过苦的？
Who is a truly faithful servant of God can work for God without any affliction?
有哪一个蒙神纪念的人是没有受过苦的？
Who will tell me that God remembers yet he did not have any suffering in life?
差不多每一个神纪念的都是受过苦。
Everyone whom God remembers, they all have gone through afflictions.
所以今天我们为什么要受苦？
Why do we suffer?
因为我们要完成神给我们的托付。
Because we want to finish the mission that God entrusts us.
要复兴我们的教会。
We must revive our church.
我们要牺牲，牺牲就是受苦。
We must make sufferings, and suffering is hard.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第四章
Chapter 4
十七节
Verse 17
我们这自战自清的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Here it says, for momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory.
这里讲自战自清的苦楚。
Here it says, temporary affliction.
如果我们看后面呢，保罗在讲他服侍神的牺牲。
Later on, we find how God reminisced about his sufferings for God.
他被人用石头打。
How he was stoned.
别人以为他死了，把他拖到城外去。
Everybody thought he was stoned to death and dragged his body outside the city walls.
开始又传福音。
And then he woke up and began to preach again.
遇到假弟兄。
He met false brethren.
没有东西吃。
And he didn't have anything to eat.
有时候没有衣服穿。
Sometimes he had no clothing to wear.
非常的辛苦。
It was a difficult life as a minister.
这样保罗才能够把福音传到地极。
But it was in this manner that he preached the gospel to the ends of the earth.
有时候我们在教会里面啊，你发现要帮忙的人很多，但是愿意负责的人不多。
We find in church that neatly are many, and yet few are willing to help.
我帮忙，但是挂名没有人要挂名。
Some people say, "Well, I'll pray for you, and that's it."
因为挂名有责任。
Because if you volunteer to do something in practice, then you have to be responsible for it.
那这个责任本身是一个压力。
And responsibility is a burden.
所以啊，我们在信仰生活当中啊，如果能够为神受苦啊，这是一种恩典。
So today, if we can truly, actually suffer for someone, it is a blessing.
服侍神受苦是难免的。
It is unavoidable that we suffer in the process of serving God.
但是这个赏赐是很丰富的。
Oh, but the blessings, the rewards are just too great.
所以摩西为什么受苦？
Why did Moses suffer?
第一个就是神预备要他成为何用的器皿。
First and foremost, God wanted to equip him as a usable vessel.
第二个是要完成神给他的托付。
And secondly, it is so that he may finish the mission that God has entrusted upon him.
那我们就想，那以色列百姓为什么受苦？
So we think to ourselves, well then why did the Israelites suffer?
我们现在来看申命记。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
申命记的第七章
Deuteronomy chapter 7
第八章
Deuteronomy 8
第二节
verse 2
你也要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你这四十年是要苦验你要试验你要知道你的内心如何肯不肯守他的诫命。
It says, you shall remember all the ways which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, that you may know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
有时候我们常常会听人这样讲啊，你不了解我。
Sometimes we will say, you don't understand me.
啊，你误会我。
You have misunderstood.
好像我自己最了解我自己。
As if I know myself the best.
真的是这样吗？
Is it true?
这个地方说神让以色列百姓在受苦四十年。
It says God allowed the Israelites to suffer in the wilderness for 40 years.
那受苦中让他们能够知道自己的内心。
For the explicit purpose so that they may know their own heart.
所以这个我们心里面哦，到底跟神的关系怎样，信心到什么程度，有时候我们自己真的不知道。
You know, sometimes we really don't know the level of our relation with God.
等到苦难来到的时候，我们对苦难怎么去回应？这个就在表达我们的信心。
It is only when tribulations come and seeing our own reactions to such tribulations do we know our relation with God.
有一个传道人。
There is a preacher.
有一阵子他是肾脏有问题。
He had kidney problem.
他在家里面很难过。
And he was in pain at home.
他床上转来转去。
He was turning and tossing in bed.
他的太太跟他讲。
His wife told him.
说你平常你怎么去勉励别人？
How have you encouraged others in the past?
那你就这样勉励你自己就好了。
Why don't you encourage yourself the same way?
那给这个传道人一个很大的提醒。
That was a wake-up call for this pastor.
因为有时候我们在做圣工，在勉励人，当然讲的都是神的话。
You know, yes, it is easy for us to use the word of God to encourage other people in church.
但是当我们在用神的话的时候，好像觉得说我已经达到那个标准了。
And as we utilize the word of God in encouraging others, it is as if we fully believed in it already.
但是等我们本身受苦的时候，
But when the affliction befalls upon us,
忽然间我们才发现啊，
that all of a sudden we recognize,
我们本身信心也不够。
Hey, we don't have We don't have a strong faith.
那这样的话，我们在用神的话去勉励人的时候，就会更谦卑，同时也在勉励我们自己。
And so the next time we choose to use the word of God to encourage other people, we would think again about how we react to those words ourselves.
我们更懂得怜悯别人的痛苦。
And then we will become more sympathetic to other people.
所以这个受苦对我们真的是帮助我们了解自己。
So afflictions truly allow us to understand ourselves better.
一个人的信仰啊，到底到什么程度，苦难是一个很好的指标。
You know, it is afflictions that reveal the degree and level of our faith.
如果在受苦当中，我们会感谢。
If in affliction and tribulation we can give thanks to God,
这个人灵性已经相当好。
Well, then we find that we have attained high spirituality.
通常啊，不埋怨这已经很难得了。
It is difficult not to complain.
但是受苦，你会听他从神感心里感谢神，这个灵性相当的高。
And so, if in affliction that we would even go as far as praising God, that means we have a very strong spirit.
因为这个表示这个人已经有那个属灵的智慧，能够看到苦难带给他的好处。
This would demonstrate how we would have the spiritual wisdom to understand the benefits in whatever affliction we receive.
所以，苦难的以色列百姓，神让他苦难是要让他们了解自己。
So once again, God purposed for the Israelites to suffer so that they may know themselves better.
我们再来看第八章《申命记》。
In Deuteronomy 8,
第三节
，Verse 3,
他苦念你，任你饥饿，要将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你，使你知道人活着不单是靠食物，乃是要靠神口里所出来的话。
Here says, He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone.
我们知道在泰国或者印度啊，有很多人用那个大象啊来做运输的工具。
In Thailand or India, elephants are often used as mode of transportation.
那这个大象有的是从山上抓来的。
Some elephants were taken captive from the hilltops.
那这个从山上抓来的大象一般都不能用。
But oftentimes, the mountain elephants are not very useful.
因为它有野性。
Because they were wild.
那他怎么去训练那个大象？
So how do you train wild elephants?
鼻子把它钻一个洞，然后拉了一条绳子。
You would poke a hole in its trunk and then tie it to a string.
然后把它绑在一个树桩的上面或者一棵树的下面。
And you would tie an elephant to a tree.
然后就叫它狗啦、猴子啦，就去刺激它。
And use dogs or monkeys to provoke the elephant.
这个大象就很生气。
And the elephant would be very angry.
就跑着要去追那个。这个狗
，and the elephants want to chase after the dogs.
一追那个鼻子啊，就被绳子一拉，好痛。
But then as they chase the dogs, the trunk will be held by the rope, and it will be very painful.
所以那一条大象啊，大概要绑在那个树下几个月。
And the elephant will have to be tied to the tree for several months.
然后最后那个狗怎么去吠它，那个猴子怎么去追它，它也不动，这样大象就可以用。
It is until the elephant will be indifferent to any provocations of the dogs that this elephant may be useful.
他懂得顺服。
The elephant will know to be submissive.
所以有时候我们神让我们在患难中了解我们自己的不足，这样我们一直操练到最后，我们才会懂得顺服。
So oftentimes it is through these trials and afflictions that we suffer over a lengthy amount of time that we learn to be submissive as well.
那教会我们懂得顺服，教会就有秩序。
And if we know to be submissive, then there will be order in church.
那刚刚我们读的这一段圣经。
In the passage we have just read,
说苦练你，饥饿你，让你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神所出来的一切话。
He says that we're humbled and made hungry so that we know that we do not live by bread alone.
患难越多，我们越发现神在掌管我们的将来。
The more afflictions there are, the more convinced we are that God is in control of our future.
在生命记里面有一句话。
In Deuteronomy, there's also a saying,
说因为神与他们同在，他们就一无所缺。
Because God was with them, they lacked nothing.
这个是患难所体验出来的。
And this is the result of afflictions.
在旷野，他们什么都没有带。
In the wilderness, they brought nothing.
但是因为神跟他们同在。
But yet, because God was with them,
他们一无所缺。
They lacked nothing.
所以今天我们在生活当中体验越多，我们越不会忧虑。
today in faith, the more we experience God, the more we will be confident not to have worries.
为什么?
Why?
因为神的应许是一张支票。
Because God's promise is like a check.
是一定会兑现的支票。
A check that we can cash.
所以重要的不是我们有什么。
What's important is not what we have.
重要是神为我对我应许什么。
What is important is what God has promised for us.
那如果我们对神有信心，
And if we have faith in God's promise,
你就尽量做你需要做的。
We do what we ought to do.
神就会带领我们生活。
And God will take care of the rest.
提供我们生活的需要。
To provide for our needs.
这样我们就不会忧虑。
We will not become worried.
也不会害怕。
We will not be afraid.
这就是平安。
And this is peace.
所以苦难越多之后，你到最后你发现很平安。
The more afflictions you have endured, the more peace you have.
你全部交给神啊。
Because you have relied completely on God.
神有很多的福气应许。
God has many blessings and promises.
交给神你就体验得到。
And believing in God, we can experience them all.
所以旷野路虽然难走。
Yes, yes, the wilderness is a difficult path.
但是这里面充满神的恩典。
But it is full of God's grace and blessings.
人重要就是要追求神的同在。
And the most important thing is to pursue for the abidance of God.
专心跟从神。
And to follow God carefully.
这样神的话就实现了。
And then the word of God will be fulfilled in our lives.
所以今天我们所挂虑的。
You know, today all that we worry about.
不是生活的困难。
It's not the difficulties of life.
今天我们最需要挂虑的。
That which we must be mindful of today.
是我们对神的信靠跟信从。
It is how much do we believe and how much do we rely on God.
如果我们对神有绝对的信靠跟信从。
If we absolutely and 100% believe and rely on God.
每一天都有玛瑙。
Then every day we will have manna to eat.
每一天都有恩典。
Every day we'll have grace to partake.
这个就是患难所操练出来的。
And this is the result of afflictions.
让我们对生活没有害怕。
There will be no fear in life.
没有忧虑。
No worries.
虽然很多困难。
Yes, problems may abide.
但是你心里很平安。
But there is peace with us.
因为我们知道神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
神在掌管明天。
And God controls tomorrow.
平安从这里来。
And this is peace.
这需要患难的操练。
And this takes afflictions training.
所以为什么神让以色列百姓遇到患难？
Why did the Israelites, why did God allow the Israelites to suffer?
好，我们再看第八章生命记。
Deuteronomy 8.
16节
Verse 16.
又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你，是要苦练你，试验你，叫你终究享福。17节
17.
恐怕心里说，这财货是我的力量得来的。
Verses 16 and 17. In the wilderness he fed you manna which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you, that he might test you to do good for him in the end. Verse 17.Otherwise, you may say in your heart, my power and strength of my hand made me this wealth.
这里说苦练啊，患难来到苦练你，让他们能够长久享神的恩典。
It says that all the affliction will allow us to enjoy God's blessing for a very long time.
因为以色列百姓到了迦南地以后，
After the Israelites arrived in the land of Canaan,
生活就开始改善了。
Their life improved.
在建造美好的房屋居住。
They built for themselves houses to dwell.
牛羊就增加。
They increased in their livestock.
14节，因为这样他们就心高气傲，忘记神。
And in verse 14, their hearts became proud and they forget the Lord.
他们以为自然的，我只努力盖房子，房子就很漂亮，我努力耕种，钱里面就有收成。
They say it is I who have toiled to build my house. Of course it is beautiful. I planted the fields. Of course there is harvest.
所以这些都是我自己努力的结果。
These are the results of my hard work.
但是经历过患难之后，
But after the afflictions,
人才会说这个得财货的力量是神给的。
We will humble ourselves and confess that yes, it is the Lord that has given us all this.
人会谦卑啊。
We will.
谦卑才会永久享福气。
And only when humility befalls upon us will we continue to enjoy God's blessings.
所以经历过患难以后成功的人，你看发现都很谦卑。
He who has gone through afflictions and become successful, they're all humble people.
因为很多次的失败告诉他，前途不是你能够掌握的。
Because the numerous failures that they have experienced taught them that.They don't control the future.
那我们就知道我们人算不了什么。
And we know that we are nothing on earth.
那现在成功了。
Now you may have success.
这是神的恩典。
But it is God's grace.
那我们这样啊，承认是神的恩典，很谦卑，神就继续祝福我们。
And because we confess that it is God who has given us the prosperity, God will continue to bless us.
你看尼布甲尼撒王没有经过患难。
Nebuchadnezzar did not have trouble in the beginning.
他靠巴比伦的荣耀，他说这不是凭着我大能大力建立的吗？
And so he walked on the rooftop and said, "This great kingdom of Babylon is it not the result of my own hard work of my hands?"
他在旷野七年跟野兽在一起。
And then God allowed him to dwell with the wild beasts for 7 years.
这是谦卑的日子。
Days of humility.
他抬头望天。
Then he lifted up his head.
是至高者在国中掌权。
He recognized and he praised, it is the Lord Almighty who controls all in all.
给王位给谁就给谁。
And he says, it is God who determines who shall be king.
不然他变谦卑了。
Nebuchadnezzar was humble.
谦卑神就带他回来当王啊。
And as soon as he became humble, he regained his throne.
所以人要怎么谦卑？
How do you become a humble person?
经历患难。
Experience afflictions.
了解自己的有限。
Understand your limits.
人就会谦卑。
Then we shall all become humble.
谦卑就会得福。
And with humility, there is God's blessing.
为什么神爱我们，要让我们经历患难？
So why is it that God loves us, yet he allows us to suffer?
因为这是有意义的。
It is meaningful.
但是患难最重要就是要求神给我们喜乐。
And the purpose of which is that the afflictions will give us joy.
喜乐从哪里来？
And where does joy come from?
从神的同在来。
From the abundance of God.
从圣灵的充满来。
From the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候我们常常发现患难的人哦，你要常常跟他要他一起祷告。
When we ask an afflicted person to pray with us.
如果祷告到他被圣灵充满。
If we pray till we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
神的安慰在他里面。
The comfort of God will be in their hearts.
圣灵的喜乐在他里面。
The joy of God will be in their hearts.
你就很放心了。
Then we can rest assured.
他很喜乐，患难中很喜乐，你就很放心。
God will bless them because God's peace and joy is in their hearts.
所以真正的安慰是从神来的。
True comfort comes from God.
真正的喜乐是从神来的。
True joy comes from God.
因此，对一个患难人来讲，最重要是要靠近神。
A person afflicted with difficulties, they must rely on God.
神就会带领。
And then God will lead them through.
神就会安慰。
God will comfort.
这是摩西的祷告。
And this is the prayer of Moses.
求神让我们在患难中有喜乐。
Allow us to have gladness in affliction, O Lord.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing him.
He is praised out of the gate and praised out of the door. He had loosed the voice from night and now he tells us the song. He truly is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.Our Lord is marching on. I have seen him in the watching part of hundreds of the dead. Yet the tomb is in the total joy of the dead. I can read his righteousness and find the dimming of the land. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. He has sung before the trumpet, then shall never sound retreat. He is shifting all the heart of men to glory, judging sin.Overswing my thoughts and circle me to be at my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. In the beauty of the Lady Christ, has fallen across the sea, with the glory in his bosom that transfigured you and me. As he died to make a holy land a deed to make them free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on.
Please be seated.
从昨天一直到明天是我们的灵恩会。
Starting from yesterday until tomorrow will be our spiritual convocation.
灵恩会就是要提升我们的灵性，追求神的恩典的机会。
It is a sacred opportunity for us to elevate our spirits.
所以我们在灵恩会需要有更多的祷告。
In the spiritual convocation, we will pray more.
在祷告中，我们来亲近神。
And it is through prayer that we draw near to God.
从神那里得到力量。
And to draw strength from the Lord.
所以在结束之前，我们要一起来祷告。
So prior to the conclusion, we will kneel down to pray.
灵恩会也是求圣灵的机会。
It is also now that it is an opportunity to pray for the Holy Spirit.
教会是神同在的地方。
The church is a place where God abides.
所以常常在教会的祷告是很有力量的。
It is often that we find the most powerful prayers in church.
如果整个教会都很圣洁。
If the entire church is holy,
大家专心祷告,
and everybody concentrates in prayer,
神就会运行在我们当中,
then God will move among us.
神的恩典就会降临,
and God's blessing will be fall upon us.
所以我们现在要来祷告,
so we shall kneel down to pray.
如果你要求圣灵,
if you want to pray for the Holy Spirit,
或者要接受按手祷告,
or to receive the laying of hands,
欢迎你到前面来,
we welcome you to come to the front.
我们现在一起来祈祷,
let us kneel down and pray in one accord.